So, as you say, people have accused me of using individualism in different ways in the book. I define it quite clearly, and I refer to several books which have used individualism and tried to define political individualism, economic individualism, and so on. But it's quite simple, my meaning of it. Most societies start with the idea that the Or in most societies, people have the idea that the basic unit of the society is the group, a family usually, or some other group, and then the individual, as it were, hangs off. So you have the group, and then you have the individual. The group is like this bit of oak tree, and the individual hangs off it. But if you take off the individual away from the group, they have no meaning, they just fall away. And that is what you will find in China, India, Russia, France, everywhere. The group comes first, the individual hangs off it. What I argued, and that's why I put a picture of Robinson Crusoe on the cover of the book, Robinson Crusoe on his island was alone. And the peculiarity of the English is that you start with the individual. Now we should understand that because modern Western American style societies are very individualistic, and they take the individual as their central unit. The individual then has freedom of association. They're born free, as in the American Declaration of Rights of Man and so on. They're born free, and then they associate. They join up with others. So even a baby born in America is a free person. They don't have to do what their parents tell them they should do, but they don't have to. And then they may join a firm or a church or a university or whatever and form into chosen groups. This form of association, which we now assume is the modern and everyday form, is based on individualism. The individual, the little separate entity, comes first, the group comes second. This is the movement from what Sir Henry Maine talked about, the movement from status to contract. Status-based societies are, you are born into a position, and you can never stop being a member of a Chinese clan, or a member of an Indian caste, or a member of a other grouping, a family in the village where I work in the Himalayas. In England, in America, and the modern West, you are born an American, you're born an Englishman or Englishwoman, and then you decide and you join some group later on in your life, and that is individualism. So the individual comes first and the group second.